This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The all-party meeting convened by the government ahead of the monsoon session of the parliament has begun at Parliament Complex. The meeting has been chaired by Defence Minister Rajnath Singh, Union Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju, and Leader of the House and the Rajya Sabha JP Nadda are also present in the meeting. Soon after the meeting began, opposition parties initially walked out from the meeting. Talking to media, TMC MP Mohua Moitro said the entire opposition parties, including Congress, Samajwadi Party, DMK, JMM, Trinamool Congress and Aam Aadmi Party, walked out from the meeting in protest. She alleged the National Citizens Party of India, NCPI, is attending the all-party meet, which is not a recognized parliamentary party. However, after registering the protest, opposition members including Congress MP Jairam Ramesh, CPIM leader John Brittas, Mohua Maji of the JMM and Trinamool Congress MP Mohua Moitro are now attending the meeting. With this meeting, the government seeks cooperation from all political parties to ensure the smooth functioning of both the Houses of Parliament in the upcoming monsoon session of the Parliament beginning tomorrow. Several important legislations are scheduled to be taken up for discussion and passage during the session, which will continue till the 13th of next month. In Jammu and Kashmir, at least four people, including three women, were killed and several went missing after heavy rains triggered landslides and flash floods in Poonch district early today. Akashvani Jammu correspondent reports that all the deaths were reported from the worst affected Suran Kote Tehsil, where authorities have deployed rescue teams and intensified relief operations to reach stranded residents, clear affected areas and provide immediate assistance to those impacted by the heavy rains. A 28-year-old woman was killed when a house collapsed in Nunabandi village of Poonch. Her husband and three children aged between 2 and 6 years were rescued with injuries and shifted to the hospital. In Lower Murra village, a landslide struck another house, leaving its owner and five other family members missing. Search and rescue operations were underway when the last reports came in. A minor girl drowned in a stream at Marhote village, while an unidentified body of a woman was fished out from a stream near Dhundak Lathung village in the district. Meanwhile, in Ladakh, a flash flood struck Sangraha village in Sanku subdivision of Kargil district on Saturday, leading to the closure of the Kargil-Jhanskar National Highway NH-301. According to initial reports, there has been no loss of human life. However, damage to private property and livestock has been reported. President Draupadi Murmu embarked on a three-nation visit to Moldova, North Macedonia and Romania today. On the first leg of her visit, the president will reach Moldova, where she will hold delegation-level talks with her Moldovan counterpart, Maia Sandu. President Murmu will also meet the president of the Parliament of Moldova, Igor Grosu, and interact with the members of the Indian community. This is the first-ever visit by Indian president to Moldova. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met President of Zanzibar of United Republic of Tanzania and Chairman of the Revolutionary Council Dr. Hussein Ali M. Winnie in New Delhi this morning. In a social media post, Dr. Jaishankar said, during the meeting they discussed expanding India-Tanzania cooperation in higher education, capacity building, water supply, health, artificial intelligence, digital and other priority sectors. He noted that the IIT Madras Zanzibar campus stands as a shining example of India's close partnership and enduring commitment to Africa's education and development priorities. Zanzibar is a semi-autonomous region of Tanzania. It has its own constitution, president, House of Representatives and flag. Dr. Hussein Ali Al M. Winwi, who is on a four-day official visit to India, will meet Vice President C.P. Radhakrishnan in the national capital today. The stage is set for a blockbuster FIFA World Cup final as defending champions Argentina will lock horns with European powerhouse Spain at the New York New Jersey Stadium tonight. Both the teams have produced impressive performances throughout the tournament and will now battle for the football's biggest prize. And that is the end of this news bulletin.